This audio is a sat-only version of the satsang in Reno Center on January 12, 2020. Two quotes are suggested for discussion, and sat boils it down to a couple of questions as follows.
Well, let me get started. I think both of the quotes that you brought, it really puts in perspective the way we want to lead our life, right? Ramakrishna suggests that your intensity of purpose, and your other quote also talks about that when we think about the end of life, that we will have a better quality of living. It's very ironic that thinking about death should give us a better quality of life. So the both, maybe our talk could be on what is our idea of living a quality life for each of us. What is quality life? What gives us more peace and less turbulence? And then perhaps the next question could be, are we avoiding it or are we guarding it? Something like that.
For about 30 minutes, everybody shares their understanding, and then Sat comments.
So what does Ramakrishna Paramahansa means by saying that I see God?
He said, like, I see him just like I see you. Like,
Yeah. Okay, my question is, what does that mean? Would you like to see God in front of you, or how does that work? Anybody can... What does it indicate for us? I mean, it sounds amazing, but what does it mean to us? I would like to, you know, the native, ask Serenia and Kumud. You guys are more familiar with this type of talk. What does it mean? Ramakrishna Paramahansa, was he seeing the form of Mother Kali? Because he was so concentrated on Mother Kali that he was seeing Mother Kali, or was he talking about the omniscient form? I know that with him, his Ramakrishna Paramahansa, I've read about him, his books, about 30, 40 years ago. His concentration was so pointed that if he, at one time, he concentrated on Hanuman and he started growing a tail. And then our Mother Kali is another form of female Shakti that he was seeing, actually the form of Mother Kali. So does he mean that, guys, or does he mean that? The omnipresent divinity.
I feel it's the one-pointed devotion, the love he had towards Mother Kali, that he could see the form everywhere.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that's my guess is too. Well, I'm wondering if that. Eventually, Ramakrishna had to move. His expansion was to a way that he moved from the form of Mother Kali to the totality. Because I read someplace that eventually he had to slay the. I was just curious.
Well,
when you concentrate, when your devotion is really, really high to one entity or to one form, then you can say the omniscient or that form, that vibration to take on a form, because it's a very strong thought. But nevertheless, it's a strong thought. And eventually, it goes from the form to formless. Mm-hmm.
The form is a very strong thought?
In your mind, it is. Mm-hmm. It has to be in order to keep the other thoughts away. He would see, just like a night dream, that you see your children in night dream, and then in the daydream you see them again in the daydream. That's how it would be working. And then the last sentence, they would definitely, okay, so it says if they devote a small fraction of that time to thoughts of God, they would definitely experience freedom from death, any type of fear of death. What makes us not have that fear if we devote our thoughts to a more inspirational thoughts or thoughts of love or God? Why would you think? Because it's really nice to know why, so we can put it to practice, right? There is nobody that doesn't have the fear of that.
Once you told me, sir, like when I was dripping with her, like when I was in high fear, you asked me to bring Baba's form into my heart,
yes,
and surrender me and my pregnancy and everything to him. Yeah. And till date, like daily I follow that, and that gives me happiness. Like every day before I go to bed, like in whatever situation I am, just I bring like Baba's image, like form, and I give everything to him.
Beautiful. Yeah, you see, this is exactly it. You practice.
Yes.
So when you practice, you have peace of mind, right? And when you have peace of mind, there is no fear.
Yeah.
Well, we got our answer here.
That Yasak told me maybe 4 years back.
If I didn't, somebody else would.
Is it because
I don't take any credit?
The peace of mind and the fear then can't coexist, right? Because it's one.
When you have trust, the moment you trust, you're devoid of fear. That's it. It's the done deal. You can't have both. But she's not giving Baba a lip service. She's really doing it. That's why, or when we don't go with our thoughts or whatever it is.
Thank you, sir. But it helped me a lot.
Good. I'm so glad. I was just an instrument, sweetheart. So what do we take from this quote that we can use it? I'm going to tell you what I take from this code. I take from this code that if your mind is in a higher platform, then, meaning that in a higher thoughts than day to day and all of that, that there is a place in yourself that there is a tranquility and peace, or you inspire yourself by quotes like this, then you're standing in a very high ground. Things cannot touch you as easily. And if we don't, then we're involved. We're involved with the roller coaster of life, and we cannot complain why we can't get off of it. That's what I get from this. It gives us freedom of choice, or a freedom of remembering or not remembering. And as this quote goes, Ramakrishna was embodiment of devotional path. So those of you that are devotional, if you would want to read his writing, it's incredible.
Thank you so much.
Yes. When everything is Zen, the whole universe is. So it's nothing bad. It's a devotion is a step that people go through. The devotion comes so strong. And then when they see their beloved, they want to merge in the beloved. They don't like this separation. But that's where when the wisdom comes in. Everything is that. Missing it all. تا وقتی که تو بدنی اینطوری که رامانا میگه که میتونی بفهمی اونم حقیقیه. تا وقتی که تو فکر کنی فرنازی اونم حقیقیه. موقعی که فردیتت بره فردیت اونم رفته. وجه
حالا یه دست
نه خود کوچیکی منو نه خدایی.
آها. تا وقتی که من ستم there is a beloved. Baba is my beloved. Right? وقتی که فردیت من بره چجوری میتونه فردیت خدا من بمونه؟ همه با هم میشن infinite God or infinite being.
حضور همه جا حاضر و
You can't say what it is anymore.
No, I said I have enough bread.
What about you? وقتی که به اون حالت برسی فقط میدونی که فرم اون حالت رو دیگه نداره. درسته؟ نه مال خودت نه مال اون. ولی نمیتونی بگی چیه.